This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to begin with you a series of lessons which I'm entitling Woman, the Culmination of God's Creation, according to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. You know, we've heard within recent months and years a great deal about the so-called women's movement. And I want to have something to say about what the Bible teaches about it. I'm very much concerned lest many women, not understanding the exalted position which the Bible gives them, are allowing themselves to be misled by those who may give phrases which seem to be to their advantage, but which really will work in the final analysis to their disadvantage. Let's read in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. And Jehovah God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make a help meet for him." There God is saying, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper who is fit for him. That is, one who is his counterpart. One will be who what he needs. As man had seen all the beasts of the field pass before him, there was not a companion who was suited for him. And so we find that God has made for man the companion who is perfect for him. Moses, giving the message of God, said, "And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good." God did not complete his work of creation without creating woman. Everything was not good until God had created not only man, but woman as well. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Why was it not good for man to be alone? Let me offer some suggestions. First, it was not good for man to be alone because God created man to be a social being. Man was not made to be alone even in such a wonderful place as the Garden of Eden. Being alone can turn a paradise into a desert and a palace into a dungeon. Secondly, it was not good for man to be alone because the race thus would not be propagated. Of course, God could have created miraculously millions of other men in the same way he created Adam, and then could have populated the entire earth with them. But in his infinite wisdom, God knew that man did not need, or as the basic companion in life, another man or other men, but a woman. This is the case because only a woman can be the helper who truly is meet or suited or fitted for him. Woman supplies what man needs as a counterpart to man, what he needs psychologically, sexually, morally, spiritually, and biologically as the mother of his children. Third, it was not good for man to be alone because in which case it would not be possible for God to be glorified as he now is. There was and is the need for both male and female to have a part, not only in bringing children into the world, but in bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. This total situation simply could not prevail if there were only men in the world. Let us note that God provides man with the opportunity to recognize his own need. And out of the ground Jehovah God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens, and brought them unto the man to see what he would call them. And whatsoever the man called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And the man gave names to all cattle, and to the birds of the heavens, and to every beast of the field. But for man there was not found a help meet for him. Genesis chapter 2, verses 19 to 20. God brought to Adam the animals which he had already formed, that is, before Adam was formed. This is an account of the fact that all the beasts and the birds, as well as man, were made from the ground. God brought exactly how, we are not told, every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens unto the man to see what he would call them. From this account we learn, first, that man was not a savage groping his stumbling way toward learning how to speak, or secondly, that here was an opportunity for him to exercise not only his power of speech, but his power of thought, attaching words to ideas as well. And third, that man was to exercise dominion over the rest of life on the earth. And finally, and fourthly, that man had considerable intelligence. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study of woman, the culmination of God's creation.